Kevin, Kano, the Archies, Inconceivable, Bob, Voltron, and more on the podcast.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast this week for the new All Ages Comics for the week of October 4th, 2017. Have you subscribed to the podcast, or did you just stumble here accidentally? Either way, thank you. And to subscribe would be super. Share it with a friend, and it's even better for you. At Daddy Mojo on Twitter. Email is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. The music you hear in the background is from Drake Stafford. Check out all of his stuff over at Free Music Archive. He's a Canadian dude, plays some great music and a nice variety of it also. What's going on at your comic book store this week for the all-ages audience? Well, first off, you say, hey, where is my local comic book store? If you don't know where it is, there's a simple way to do it without scrolling any of the websites you may not know. Basically, go to comicshoplocator.com. It's also linked in the website post, comicshoplocator.com, then type in your zip code, and there's probably one 5 or 10 minutes away from you. And you never knew they were there, did you? One of the books that's out this week, it's a seasonal book. You're not going to find it in March or April. It's seasonal because it's Home Alone, the classic illustrated storybook. Classic, really? It is a classic. It's been around for 25 years. Our children love this, and it only makes sense that they have made it into a storybook a la How the Grinch Stole Christmas or The Polar Express. Is it in that same lineage? It is, isn't it? You wouldn't think it, but it is. So check it out. This is a great little read-along book that ages 3 and up will really enjoy. Now, that age is not going to be cool for the movie, and per me and some parents. But a 5-year-old, they're going to be game for this book and love it. Our 5-year-old has seen both of them. They've seen the first two movies because the ones after that just got all Muppet Baby on us. And yeah, we're going to explain more about the Muppet Babies in a second because, like a bad boomerang, they're coming back. Party on. Home Alone, the classic illustrated storybook, is being reprinted this week. So you can find it at bookstores, your local comic book store. And if you look for it on Amazon, you can even find it for about $4. Side note, did you know there's also a Die Hard Christmas? In the same vein as this, a Die Hard Christmas, the illustrated holiday classic. But that brings up the whole other argument of, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or an action movie? And then you get all, you know. It's a concentric circle and nobody wins. It's a great movie, both of them. Check it out. It is out in bookstores this week. Also out this week is, we called it a Kano book, and that's because that's how we access this. Scratch. Do you use Scratch as a tool to learn coding and the principles that make up coding and other basically STEM-based brain activities? We do. It's a Kano computer. It's basically orange, but Scratch is available in many different forms. You've got it in a Raspberry and other, even probably some web apps that can teach you or your children Scratch or how to code. This week has Star Wars Coding Projects. This is a step-by-step visual guide that takes place in Scratch, where your kids or you can create projects that the Star Wars characters take place in. I mean, mention a Star Wars character. They're on the cover of this book from DK Publishing, and you can have them engage in little battles, have them do competitions against your friends, but this is stuff that you program the characters to do. So if you're having trouble in Scratch, and maybe either you just need a creative boost or a push to show you or your children exactly how powerful Scratch can be, this could be the book for you because it's a step-by-step tutorial with pictures that lets you know what the book can do and what Scratch can do. Fun stuff. Who's going to dig this? Anybody who is engaged in Scratch. And that could be our 8-year-old. That could be our soon-to-be 6-year-old. Anybody who's doing Scratch, even a 12-year-old and up. Anybody who's learning Scratch and needs some motivation through a format that will make them really want to do it. And who doesn't want to make Master Yoda fly? I do. I want to. Can I do this? Yes. It's Star Wars Coding Projects. It's a new book from DK Publishing, and it's out this week. Now, I promise, there are some comic books out this week, but for the most part, it's really book-heavy. A lot of cool graphic novels, a lot of cool books, and specialty craft books we will quote like this one. Last week we had Star Trek, the Star Trek coloring book. Isn't that embarrassing when you make that faux pas? Sorry. This week has Princess Bride, As You Wish, Memorable Quotes to Color. This is a trade paperback from IDW Publishing. This is a coloring book, and so you obviously have to like coloring, or you really have to like The Princess Bride, because it's been out 30 years. Great movie. Fabulous. Our kids have seen it. They loved it. Is it going to be great for a 5- and 7-year-old? Yes. It's awesome. They may not appreciate some of the humor as much as the older fans, but it's okay for them. This 30th anniversary of this classic film, it's an adult coloring book that has detailed white colored detailed white spaces that you need to color in. You dig it? Can you dig it? Now, this is a follow-up to last year's other Princess Bride coloring book. So last year's Princess Bride coloring book was so successful that they had this one. By the way, last year's was Princess Bride, A Storybook to Color. This year's, the new release is Princess Bride, As You Wish, Memorable Quotes to Color. And if this one is successful, next year's could be Princess Bride, Andre the Giant, the true star of the movie. That may not be it, but that's out this week. It is. One of the comic books we mentioned that's out this week. See, there are some cool all-ages comics that are out this week. This one, Voltron. Voltron Legendary Defender, Volume 2, Number 1. Now, this mirrors the appearance of the Netflix Voltron series very well. And very well meaning that it's an intelligent comic book, and it's got a lot of action, and it's from Lionforge Comics. It's got a lot of action, but it's not kind of a superhero in tights action, or people, space explorers in tights or metallic suits action, if you will, whatever genre or stereotype you want to use. This is where the members of Voltron use their brains as much as their muscles and brawn to solve issues and problems. They also use teamwork, but it's not so teamworky that it's rah-rah, let's do it team. It's a fun comic book. It's not guilt trip, let's work as a team because we have to. It's lesson learned without you realizing that you're learning lessons. If you're a fan of the show on Netflix, you'll like this comic. The first series of this comic book really exceeded expectations, so we have no thoughts but for this second version to do the same. It is Voltron Legendary Defender Volume 2, Number 1, out this week. Now, big ups to Riverdale. Riverdale has really come back in the past 2 years. When they first started with the revamped comic book, then they had the show, then they had some other things, they had some spinoffs. Now they have this one. This is a new spinoff that is going to speak to a different type of reluctant reader who is a tween or a middle school student. It's The Archies, Number 1. Keep track of it. It's Archie. That's the comic book that's been hanging out there for a couple of years. This is The Archies from Archie Comics, and the difference here is this is all about the band, because The Archies is the band in Riverdale that's becoming infinitely more popular while the kids are still in high school. So you've got the high school kids, popular musicians, popular band, some kids drop out. How do they deal with it? It's a lot of friendship, a lot of fame, and who is going to like this, you say? Well, middle school kids up through, I'll say, low high school kids. That's who's going to like it, because it's very real. There's no science fiction action and no superheroes. So it's going to be real life based, real drama based, without being too real or as real or as dark as the TV show. Got me? Cool. It's The Archies from Archie Comics. The Archies, Number 1. Got to be specific here, because there are so many Archie titles out there. They may merge. This is The Archies about the band. SpongeBob Comics. SpongeBob Comics Treasure Chest. again, we have to be clear on this one, because this is one for the fans and it's priced appropriately. It's $29 retail. Buy it through the links, get it for around $24. SpongeBob Comics Treasure Chest. Now, this is a massive collection of comics, of previous release stories that were in the SpongeBob Comics stories. So if you're down with the SpongeBob Comics monthly comic book, this is going to have some of the better stories that were previously published. It's a hardcover book, so it's for the fans again. It's from United Plankton Pictures. However, having said that, if you like The Simpsons, or if you like SpongeBob Comics, either of those entities, you're going to like this because it's very clever, it's very creatively drawn, in that each issue of SpongeBob Comics has maybe 4 to 5 different stories. Some are going to be shorter, some are going to be longer, but they're all going to be drawn in a different style with the same kind of SpongeBob humor that a lot of people like and some parents don't want their children to experience. And I know, mamby pamby, whatever, but we were like that for a while. Is SpongeBob Comics, is SpongeBob the show okay for 4-year-olds? No. A 6-year-old? Maybe. An 8-year-old? Yes. It all depends on how you parent. However, SpongeBob Comics is great for any age. I'll say ages 4 and up, because the attitude is all in the reader here. The language is okay. So if you say to yourself, you know what, I want to try SpongeBob, but $30 is a little too much for me right now, I feel you. I know that. That's where you want to jump into this one. SpongeBob Comics, Tales from the Haunted Pineapple. This came out about 3 weeks ago. This is a graphic novel format. It's the third in the graphic novel format from the guys over at Amulet Books. These are fun because the story concepts are the same that I mentioned. The art is varied, it's different, and it's flat out hilarious. It is great, so if you want to get for a lower price point, that's it. Also, SpongeBob Mania! October 9th has the, ironically enough, has the 9th season of SpongeBob Comics available for DVD. Crazy! So if you're a real SpongeBob Comics fan, mark your calendar for that one. The 9th season of SpongeBob Comics out on DVD very soon. Whew, that's a whole lot of sponge. Break time! I'm kidding. Not break time, because I don't know how this happens, but last week had Star Wars Adventures number 2 come out. Great comic book. Buy it, get it. This is the all-ages comics for science fiction or action fans. That is a go-to series and you can't miss. How they have another issue coming out this week is kind of a mystery, but they do. Star Wars Adventures number 3. It's out this week. It's from IDW Publishing. It's great. It's got 2 stories, about a 60% of a story that's more action-oriented in the Star Wars, classic Star Wars world and mythos, with a smaller story that represents 40% of the comic book that's more kind of comic-oriented. However, it's going to be great for ages 4 and up. Fabulous stuff. This is the comic book they're going to save and look back on when they're 30 years old and say, that was a great comic book, and give it to their kids. And you can just hang out in the other room and take a nap. We mentioned this series. It happened in the mid-80s. And we were not a fan of it then, just because it marked kind of a... It marked a real creative dry period. Like, oh, just take a character and make him a baby again. It's the Muppet Babies. Of course I'm talking about them. However, the joke is on me, because I had forgotten this. This comic book series ran for 6 years. The TV show ran for many, many years and was quite popular. And the joke is further on me because the TV series is coming back in 2018 to Disney XD. Disney Junior is going to have Muppet Babies. And to help roll all this out, the people who published the original Muppet Babies comic book, Marvel, they are reissuing the entire series of Muppet Babies comic books, and the first half of that comes out this week. It's Muppet Babies Omnibus, Muppet Babies 1 through 26 it collects. So if you're a fan of that, or if you say, you know what, I want to give it a shot, or whatever your cup of tea is, jump on it. Joke's on me. Kind of apologize. Sorry, Muppet Babies. I kind of get it. Some people got it. I didn't. Muppet Babies Omnibus.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.